Health care not mentioned in the Bill of Rights, but now some say it is a right. The right to bear arms is plainly in the Bill of Rights, and many of those same people want to rob us of arming ourselves. Maybe Reason Magazine's Matt Welsh can explain. Matt, it's a pleasure. Welcome back to Freedom Watch. I have Thanks, always Matt. Argued that our rights come from our humanity. We have them as a consequence of our birth. We need certain goods, but they're the opposite of rights. Rights we have, goods we need, like shoes, like clothing, like food, like health care. So where does the left come off saying, oh no, health care is not a good, health care is a right? If it's a right, where does it come from?
A lot of that comes from FDR's famous speech, right? His Four Freedoms speech, talking about the right to a good job and housing and all these kinds of things. He articulated this sense of rights as acquisitions much more. And since then, it's been a pretty strong tradition on the left side of the spectrum to view rights in that way. I think that's an error. But that's how they see it. And a lot of, democratic socialist type of governments in Western Europe see it. Rights as acquisitions, as opposed to protections about what the government will not do to you, which is, I think, the more traditional constitutionalist, and in my view, more accurate way of looking at rights.
What do you say, Matt, to the anti-gun crowd, which is now going to start making all kinds of proposals in the Congress? One from a surprising source, conservative Republican congressman from Long Island, Peter King, saying he wants to make it a crime to be within 1,000 feet with a gun, a lawful gun, within 1,000 feet of a member of Congress. I don't know how you could possibly enforce that, but Congresswoman McCarthy from New York, Senator Lautenberg from New Jersey, they want to criminalize the type of gun used and the type of clip used. What's the argument that you make about gun rights when we know, regrettably, because we saw it last Saturday, guns get in the hands of crazy people?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of arguments. One is that unlike a lot of the other rights that are under threat as a result of people panicking or overreacting or just like looking for some explanation of this Tucson shooting, rights having to do with not being, snatched up and put into a mental institution against your will, for example, guns are talked about, they're enumerated in the Constitution. So right. That's a pretty difficult thing to get around, which is why a lot of the people advocating for these things are coming up with disclaimers like, the libertarians out there are not going to like this, or the civil libertarians are not going to like this, but, which is a big constitutional but that's kind of difficult. Another one is that, just think about this logically for a second, no matter if you hate guns, and I'm not the world's biggest fan of guns myself, but when you have gun control, what that does is it makes it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to have guns. It doesn't really affect the criminals who will get guns by any means necessary. I mean, I live in Washington, D.C., which is one of the most controlled gun environments in the country, and it is the only place that I can say that I've been threatened with someone with a gun, because they can know pretty well that I'm not going to have one if I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Here's the threat that I perceive. And it's from members of Congress overreacting to Tucson, saying, how could you not want to do something about it? A baby was killed. A federal judge was killed. A madman bought a gun even after a store clerk thought he was too crazy to sell him ammunition. I worry about members of Congress using the force of the government. Beware the people weeping when they bear the iron hand, as the poet Stephen Vincent Benet said. I worry about members of Congress using the force of government and human emotion following Tucson to curtail the First Amendment freedoms, the Second Amendment freedoms, and maybe even the Fourth Amendment freedoms. Maybe they even want to make it easier for police to stop you and see if you have a gun or ammunition in your pocket.
Absolutely. And I mean, whenever there is a law named after someone who died, just to be a little bit crass and shocking about this, it's almost always a bad law. It is designed by emotion in the heat of the moment by people who are incentivized to be in front of cameras showing that they are concerned about a tragedy. It is not the pathway to good legislation. And it is almost without exception a pathway to laws that limit our rights and show a lack of faith of the security that we derive from freedom.
Matt Welsh, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Judge.